Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya ji says prostration to Shri Guru, who is also Dakshinamurti. And the reason for prostration is because one who sees the world within oneself, it's a very unique thing to do. Not everybody is able to do that. Meaning, the external world is not given a reality. Though external world exists, that external world is not separate from me, the self. So one sees oneself, the Atma, before seeing the world. So Vishwam Nijantargatam is within oneself. Like how Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. Like the reflection of the city in the mirror. But because there is a reflection happening, the person is not confused. Which one is real? Is the reflection of the city real? Or is the city which is outside of the mirror real? There's no confusion. It's very clear. Like how when we stand in front of the mirror, we will never be confused. That we are the one outside of the mirror, not the reflection in the mirror. Unless the mirror is showing you a little bit more beautiful, then maybe it can be confusing. But normally we are aware that we are here outside. Having done that, Atmani Mayaya, Maya which exists in the self, by that Maya, Bahihi Iva Udbhutam. External, it manifests. And this Pashyan, seeing it this way. So, seeing the world external to oneself. Yatha Nidraya. Like how? In sleep. In dream, actually. So, what happens? In dream, the person is projecting the world external to that self, to that jiva. Meaning, in that dream, we are the dreamer. And we are aware of this, that I am the dreamer. But as we are aware of this, I am the dreamer, we are also aware of the objective world in the dream. The nice park we went to, or maybe the mall we went to for Christmas holiday decorations. So we are aware of all of this. But what is that decoration? What are all the stores in the mall? Is that really existing separate from the dreamer? No. So it is a dreamer only, but that dreamer has projected himself externally. Likewise, one who sees the whole creation out external as the projection of that. And yaha, one who prabodha samaye, at the time of realization, sakshat kurute, one witnesses, realizes, experiences for themselves, swatmanam advayam eva. One is a non-dual self alone. This is that experience at the time of knowledge. Such a person is the Guru and is Dakshinamurti. To him, idam namaha, this prostration may it be. This is the idea of this shloka. And we went into a little bit of details about different schools of thought. We didn't really actually go into two different schools of thought, but we talked about the Vedantic way to look at this. But I'm not going to go into it because the recording is already there. So you listen to that recording, and if you still are not able to understand, then we'll go through it in the Q&A format. Now, this shloka, if we want to understand a little better of who is this person to whom we are prostrating. So we boil down the entire shloka into this way. Yaha, one who, that is on the third line, yaha, one who, Vishwam, this entire world, Pashyan, seeing, the one who seeing the world, Atmani Sakshat Kurutu, seeing the world, the person in oneself realizes one's own self. So we took out all the external things, like what is this world? It is within oneself. It is like the example given. All of that we took out. What we kept was the essential things. So Vishwam Pashyan, Atmani Sakshat Kurutu. So if we were to see the meaning of this, seeing this is still able to realize. So it is like, in Sanskrit we say, because Pashyan is to show present continuous. There's an action happening, and at the same time, there is another action. That is the idea of present continuous. So, studying while walking. The two actions are happening at the same time, right? Studying is also happening and walking is also. So studying while walking. So here, this guru, Bhagavan, is seeing the world and yet is able to see the self over the mindset. And this shows the greatness of who Bhagavan Dakshinamurti is. That when you see the world, you are seeing externalities. Even in the midst of externality, one is able to see the self. Yeah. So some subtle details that come out from the shlokas that are interesting enough is why I'm sharing. Another way that we can also look at the shloka, there's so much analysis done, and I'm not going into all of the details, but some that is relevant and interesting for us to see together, I think, is what I'm sharing. So another interesting thing. This word, Prabodha Samaye, we said it came towards the end, right? one who at the time of dawn, at the time of realization, sees within oneself the non-dual self. But if we take this word prabodha samaye towards the beginning, then we say yaha prabodha samaye, the person at the time of realization sees the vishwam within oneself. So who is this guru? This guru is the one at the time of the realization sees the vishwa within oneself, like the mirror and all that. And then at the time of realization, by the power of maya, is able to project out that world external, meaning knowing that that external world which is there is nothing but a superimposition on the self. So knowledge itself is causing the person to realize that Atma alone is, and the world that is out there is nothing but a superimposition on Atma. Therefore, he is able to realize Sakshatkrit. This Advaya Swarupa. So a unique twist to the shloka, where you can get a different meaning out of the shloka. I think this much is sufficient for our shloka number one. Does anybody have any questions, doubts, thoughts from the previous class? No worries. There will be more opportunities. I'll continue to ask till we have classes. So keep on reflecting, and if you have questions, then definitely. So we move on to shloka number two. Now in this shloka, Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya ji tackles different philosophies and tries to prove their philosophy is incorrect by showing what is the Vedanta philosophy. And with the shloka, what Bhagavan is trying to show that where did this world come about from? We said that this Vishwa is within oneself. By Maya, it is projected outside. By Maya, it is projected outside. And during the time of self-realization, the person sees the self within oneself. But how did the projection happen? Who caused it to happen? So now we are doing what is called as cause hunting. Like how our Gurudev says, every effect has to have a cause. So we're now doing cause hunting. And when we do cause hunting, two things come up. Nimitta karana and upadana karana. Efficient cause and material cause. So when we talk about efficient cause, material cause, what is the efficient cause of the world? What is the material cause of the world? And to present from the Vedantic perspective, this shloka tells the Ishvara is the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karana. Abhinna, Bhinna means different. Separate. Abhinna means not separate. Same. Nimitta, efficient. Upadana, material. Karana, cause. So Ishvara is one who is the material and the efficient cause of the creation. This is what is presented by this shloka number two. So a gist of the shloka given first, if you know we get confused as to where we're going with this. Shloka number two covers that. First, before we get into the shloka, first let's understand what is upadana karana and what is nimitta. From technical perspective, what has to be the qualification for upadana karana? What has to be the qualification for nimitta? When we say upadana karana, the material with which something is made has to be in the effect. So, clay and pot. So, the upadana karana for the pot is the clay. So, it has to be inherent within the effect cannot be separate from the cause. That is what makes it as the upadana material. Okay, so this is one thought. And nimitta karana is the efficiency with which it has been created is not found in the effect. Meaning, the potter is not in the pot. The potter is separate from the pot. This is the efficient cause. So for something to be an efficient cause, it has to be separate from what has been effected, what has come about. And we'll see how the shloka goes about in presenting the idea that Ishvara alone is the one who is material and the action. So let's go into the shloka. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam. Prang nirvikalpam punaha. Maya kalpita desha kala kalana. Vaichitra chitri kritam. Mayaviva vijumbhayatyapi maham. Yogi vayasvechaya. Tasmai shri guru murtaye nama idam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha. Maya kalpita desha kala kalana. Vaichitra chitri kritam. Maya viva vijumbhayatyapi mahayogi vayasvechaya. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam. श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये। इदं जगत्, वी स्टार्ट विद दैट फर्स्ट। इदं जगत् मीनिंग दिस वर्ल्ड, विच वर्ल्ड? द वर्ल्ड दैट वी आर सीइंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस, दिस वर्ल्ड। एंड यू नो हाउ गुरुजी सेज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ जगत्, जगत इज दैट विच इज जगमग जगत, विच ऑलवेज शाइन्स। जायति गच्छते तिष्ठते, that is what is ever changing. That's the idea. And in Sanskrit, the word idam means something different from you. Idam. And aham. Different from aham is idam. So, Brahma Sutra. In Brahma Sutra, when the Bhashya begins, Adi Shankaracharya ji, he gives a two words. He said, Yushmad and Asmad. So Asmad relates to the self, and Yushmad relates to everything other than the self. That is what is. So when this word idam is used, idam is to show this world, this which is separate from the atma, that which is continuously changing in its nature. Idam jagat prak. Prak, before. In before what? Before in its causal state. So this world, before in its causal state, was nirvikalpam. Vikalpa means a change, a modification. And nirvikalpa means there's no change, there's no modification. So, which modification are we talking about? The thing that we see in the world is this dichotomy of perceiver and perceived. Everything that is there in this world. Somebody is experiencing, something is experienced. That is where the world and the transaction of the world works. Otherwise, there is no transaction in this world. So that change is what we call as vikalpa. That modification is what we call as the change of this jagat. So before the change happened, in that state it was nirvikalpa. Prak nirvikalpa. Before, this jagat was without any modification. What do you mean without modification? So then an example is given. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Bija means a seed. So inside the seed, antaha, inside, ankuraha, like a sprout, the bud that comes out, iva. So when seed is there, inside of that seed, it is understandable that a sprout is there. But in which state is that sprout? It is not manifest. It is in the state of unmanifest. That is what we call as nirvikalpa. The state which is completely same. that which doesn't have any change. Eva, like that. So this world also was like that in that state. By making this statement, Adi Shankaracharya ji refutes the Nyaya philosophy. Now, I don't understand the whole Nyaya philosophy, so I'm not going to go and try to become a scholar and explain everything. But what I did understand is this. Nyaya philosophy says that God created the creation, the Lord created this creation, and after that, the Lord went away. So creation happened, and Lord became this creation. So now the creator is no longer there. And there are actually beliefs like that. People who believe in this way. And this is a refutation to those beliefs, that think about your conviction. Does it really make sense? So the problem that comes about is this. If we say that God created the creation and then he left, that means God is perishable. Because its state changed and modified. Now also God is in the state of modification. But to go from creator to then creation and have no existence as a creator, God is no longer there. And with this example, it kind of makes that sense. That when you look at a seed, bija, once the seed sprouts into a plant or whatever, seed is no longer there. Seed is dead. Correct. Seed is gone. And when it becomes tree, roots, plants, fruits, leaves, everything, it is a seed only that has become all of that. But the existence of the seed is no longer there. So this limitation is there in this example. And to refute, not refute, but to add more thought to this example, Adi Shankaracharya says, Punaha, thereafter. So that's the last word of the first line. So idam jagat, this world, existed before in the seed, existed before in the state of nirvikalpa. Like how the sprout exists inside the seed in a state of nirvikalpa, like that. But then the doubt comes about is, well, the seed disappears, seed is destroyed. So then does that mean the creator also is destroyed? Is no, it's not possible. So punaha, meaning thereafter, when the creation process begins, maya kalpita, by maya, kalpita, imagined, created, desha, kala, desha, space, kala, time, देश काल कलना. दिस efficiency to create. So by the power of Maya creates the creation Vaichitra Chitrikritam. Vaichitra like multifold, and Chitrikritam means painted the whole world. So from with the help of Maya, God then made the world into multifold. But what happened to the creator? Is the creator there or not there? Is the creator destroyed because the seed is destroyed? No. Mayavi iva. Like how a mayavi, a magician, is there. A magician vijrumbhayati. Like how the magician who creates the magic for the world and awes the world. But you know, here the magic that we speak about is not the same magic you see in, you know, in today's day and age. Today's day and age, they can no longer create the magic they did before. Example goes is where, well, I think we have heard of it, right? The famous rope magic trick by the yogis, the rope trick. It became so famous in the British that's how they know us. They tell the Indians are the ones who know the rope trick. Anyways, the magic used to be that there used to be a person who would use a rope and throw it up in the air in the sky and make a ladder. Then would go up in that ladder, climb up as though the rope is hanging from like midair. But this guy is, you know, using that rope and is climbing on that rope. He goes up high enough where nobody is able to see what he's doing. And from there, he drops different things on the ground and awes the people by what he does. So he materializes things like that. So mayavi iva. That is magic. Where manifesting something yet not being part of the creation. So mayavi, this person, is creating the jagat and still existing with the jagat, has not gone away. So the limitation of that bija example gets covered up by maya. Because when mayavi does, now obviously the world that this mayavi is creating is an illusion. It's not a real world, is it? It's an illusion. So when you create an illusion like that, that illusion, you are able to relate that came out from the mayavi as a manifestation. But it didn't destroy the maya. Now this has another limitation. You cannot transact with the world created by the Maya. The magician who created that world, you can transact with it. Whereas in our Jagat, we are able to transact. So whatever is there in this world, we can transact with. I can wear my shoes. If I had to carry it with me on my head, it would be a big problem for me. I am able to eat food. I am able to walk. I'm able to do so many different things. So the point is, transaction is possible in the world, but with Maya, it is not possible. So again, there's a limitation. So in order to overcome that limitation, Adi Shankaracharya gives another example. Mahayogi iva api. And also like the Mahayogi. So who is Mahayogi? Mahayogi means a great, great yogi, a great ascetic, great person who has mastered the yoga. There's no translating word for Mahayogi. I wonder what Guja Gurudev has translated that as. A great yogi. So Gurudev also says great yogi. Yeah, so untranslatable word is yogi. But here the idea is that Mahayogi creates the world, is there, and the world is able to be transacted with. But at the same time, the world is not apart from the yogi or not apart from the self. So what is an example? The example given is of Sage Vishwamitra. We know the example of Sage Vishwamitra creating Swarga for Trishanku. You know that story, right? So if you know the story, then I will not spend time on that. So like how Sage Vishwamitra created a whole new Swarga for Trishanku by his power. And he could actually go to that Swarga. He could actually live in that Swarga. It was not an illusion. Not like a imagination created for Trishanku. It was a Swarga by itself. Because he had a desire that he didn't want to give up his body. He wanted to stay in the same body, human body, to go to Swarga. And many people kept saying, you have to drop your body to go to Swarga. So, Sage Vishwamitra was able to do that for him. But with his power of yoga. So how a yogi would be able to create this whole manifestation of creation in that same way this whole Jagat has come. But how did he create? Swechaya. By one's own will. There's nobody else willing. There's nobody else pushing this yogi to do. Switch. So in this example, now I have only covered the shloka and the meaning of the shloka. In depth, we still need to see But the idea here is that the creation, when it came about, the material cause of the creation is what? So that is explained by Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana. The material cause of this creation is the Maya. And from Maya, what is the first thing that comes about? Tasmadva etasmad akashasambhutah. That's how the Upanishad works. So the first thing that comes about is space. The first element, the first evolutionary item that comes about is the space. And Maya Kalpita Desha. Desha is space. And Kala. There's no mention of Kala, but Kala has to be assumed with space. Because when there is a vastness in space, time has to be there. Because from one end to another, there's a change measured. So time is kind of figured into it. And from space, what came about? So from space came wind or air. From air came fire. Fire, yeah. From fire came water. From water came earth. And like that, tanmatras came. Tattvabodh. So if you are with Swamiji has been probably talking about these ideas, right? So then from the tanmatras, then they got divided into sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, and then how the jagat was formed. So you are well aware of this. The point is, what is the material cause of this world? The material cause of the world is Maya. And what is the efficient cause? The efficient cause is the Mayavi. The efficient cause is the Mahayogi, which is the Atma separate from the Maya. How is now, if you think about this, when you look at the seed, correct? The bija, which then sprouts into a plant, tree, and everything. What is propelling the seed to do this? It doesn't do it on its own. Correct. The seed, in order for it to become a plant and turn into a tree, it requires external forces. That means seed by itself is inert to produce. The external forces like the sun, the water, fertile, area, all these things are necessary for it to develop. What is required for the space to become air, to become fire, to become water, to become earth, and then to become everything else that is multifold? Vaichitra chitri kritam. What is it required? So there has to be something that is sentient. We cannot say that inert is causing all the things to happen. Because inert cannot do that. If you put inert things together, they don't function on their own. somebody is controlling the inert. Robotics. You put together a robot and you put a battery inside the robot also. But just because we put a battery doesn't mean the robot's going to start functioning. You have to give the robot a command. Alexa, please start. And then Alexa starts. Play this music. Then Alexa plays whatever music you'd like. So there has to be something that is causing for the chain reaction of events to happen. And that has to be a sentient entity. It cannot be an inert. So Maya by itself cannot cause the multiplicity. So there has to be the Mayavi. So Mayavi is the efficient cause, which is the Atma. So Atma is that factor which enables the multiplicity to happen. Or Mahayogi, because he's using the power of yoga. Power of yoga means what? The power of the self. One who is able to tap into that source of energy can then create anything. There used to be great Mahatmas who can materialize things. They'll close their hand and then all of a sudden something comes into their hand. That's a great power yoga they had. It was not magic. It wasn't like they're fooling you with what they were doing. That they already had the object in their hand. No, they didn't have the object in their hand. They had nothing, but they would still be able to materialize something because they had connection with the Prakriti, with the creation. So the point basically is that the inert is able to function because of the sentient, and that is the Atma. Now, what we have to understand is from the shloka that that efficient cause, the Atma, alone is the material which has become this jagat. So jagat that we see as separate is none other than that Atma which has multiplied itself into a name and form. Right. Let me pause here and see if there are any questions. And we'll take up more of this thought further next week, because I don't want to continuously keep hammering a lot of thoughts. But I think this was simple enough, right? This shloka was not so difficult. Or was it difficult? It was difficult, okay. Simple idea that we have to understand that Ishvara, the Lord, is the efficient and material cause of this creation. The first two lines of the shloka focuses on the material cause. What is the material cause? So that is explained. Maya is the material cause. Idam Jagat, this world, existed in द लॉ. प्राण निर्विकल्प, निर्विकल्प इज व्हाट? द लॉर्ड ओनली. दैट आत्मा अलोन इज निर्विकल्प. सो इट एग्जिस्टेड एज निर्विकल्प बिफोर. दिस इज व्हाट जगत वाज. एंड द एग्जांपल गिवन वाज बीजस्य अंतः अंकुरः इव. पुनः afterwards when the creation happened, maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitra chitri. So then with the power of maya, that nirvikalpa changed into desha kala first and then vaichitra chitri and then into multifold of creation. But then the question comes is, what happened to that creator, that nirvikalpa? Like the seed, did it just disappear? Because that's what some of the atheists believe. That sure, God created the creation, but where do you find him now? I call out to him every day. I don't hear anybody. That means God died after he created. And we say, no, 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 what are you speaking? It is not right. Does the magician die from creating this city that he created? No. The magician is showing a trick. Likewise, this nirvikalpa self is showing this trick by the power of the maya to creating this creation. You see, I cannot transact with that. He is Mahayogi. By his own will, Swechaya creates the creation. There is no other inherent purpose for creation. Not propelled by somebody. No prayer pressure for Atma. Swechaya. तस्मै श्री गुरु मूर्तये श्री दक्षिणा मूर्तये इदं नमः. दिस गुरु, दिस दक्षिणा मूर्ति इज दिस प्रोस्ट्रेशन. दिस इज द सिंपल थॉट. वी शुड टेक इट अप नेक्स्ट वीक लिटिल फर्दर जस्ट टू सी द थॉट अगेन. व्हेन आई एक्सप्लेन टुडे दिस फर्स्ट श्लोक, डिड इट मेक सेंस लिटिल मोर देन द फर्स्ट टाइम यू हर्ड इट? Yeah, so that's how what happens is when we repeatedly hear the thought, it starts becoming clear. Any questions? Nituji, question?
Just Dhirenji, I wanted to clarify or just what I understood is, like for the Upadan Karan, you said that effect is not separate from the cause. And for the Nimitta Karan, if you have an effect and cause, but there is someone, like you gave the example of clay and pot, that potter is the Nimitta there. Yes, so when yes. We are talking about here sentience and the inert, so there are inert, so we are talking about where even when they are in contact, then a nimit is the Lord. That is what we are talking about here, that the for this maya to happen, the nimit is that Brahman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So nimitta is Brahman, and that nimitta is Brahman explain by the fact that vaichitra chitrikritam, it became multifold.
But, okay.
You cannot have something become multifold which is inert. You put two chairs together in the same room. All of a sudden, you do not get a sofa. Because the chair has been now combined with you know, now what, 6 legs, no, 8 legs. So now you have 8-legged sofa. Chairs do not decide on their own that they want to become a sofa. Okay? Because they're in it. But we don't find that in the creation. This jagat changes, and jagat is inert. So in order for that change to work, there has to be somebody efficient, is there present. And that is what is presented by the idea. Well, who is making that vaichitra? Maya, Mahayogi. They are the one who are doing this. So further on this, we'll see. And I wanted to bring up the idea about the two philosophy that is negated, but if I had done that, I think I would have lost more people. So I will try my best next time to show how the other philosophy thinks and how this shloka is trying to counter argue their philosophy to show that Vedanta philosophy makes better sense. I'm not saying that their philosophy is wrong, but this makes more sense. So it gives us more conviction. That's it. Let's do the prayer and we'll take it. Om. Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishate, Om Shant, Shant, Shantihi, Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Thank you.
Hari Om. Thank you.